run around holding the
stay.
And now I'm thinking about, okay, on wine bottles or in old Coca-Cola bottles under the cap, they had the little thing that would seal it. And what do you call the thing that you put in top of a bottle?
Or a cap?
Yeah, okay, well, my Coca-Cola analogy was very poor, but if you just had a bottle and you wanted to put a top in it so that none of the water would come out, what would you say you're putting on top of this bottle to keep it on, keep the water in?
Well, I would still say a cap.
A cap? What would your cap be made out of?
Well, it's most of the time it's the metal, and you got a cork lining on inside.
What do you call the thing that's in the bathtub that makes the water not fall out? I mean, makes the water not run out.
Well, plug and is one thing.
That's great.
That's what I'd call it, just a plug.
Okay. What do you call the musical instrument that you put to your mouth and you go...
French harp.
A French harp?
Harmonica.
Those are the same thing, aren't they? Yeah, that's the same thing. And what about something that you hold between your teeth and you pick it like this? And go boom, 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 boom. You twang
it. I believe that's what they call a French harp.
And now, again, I'm switching back to the nails. What do you call the thing that you pound the nails in with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that goes between
them?
And you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him up into the little thing of the buggy.
I want to say shafts, but that isn't it.
Shafts would be fine, if that's what you'd like to say. But, are you tired? Do you want to rest?
No.
You're fine? Okay. When you've got steel outside of your wagon wheel, what do you call that?
On what?
Okay, outside of your wheel, sometimes you have a little steel thing that goes around. You'd call that...
Axle?
Well, no, the axle goes from in between two wheels, but you've just got this wheel right here, and this little steel thing that goes
right tire.
Here. Okay, and your tire's out here. That's your rubber part, but this is steel on its inside of your thing. Why don't you just name the parts of a tire, or the parts of a wheel?
Well, you got the spokes, you got the axle, you got the rim, and then you got your outside
tire. Okay. Okay, when a horse is hitched up to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
And on a wagon, when you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call a thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's on the end of the pole.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between them, but...